There's a little bit of rust at first, but once you start getting to the thick of the thin and practicing again to some game, stuff keeps coming back to you, and hard work, just you got to persevere.
Yeah, you went to the OJHL first, correct?
I did, yes, and then a year in the BCHL, and then off to college for 4 years.
And at one point, were you offered a scholarship when you're in the BCHL?
In the OJHL, I was offered a scholarship.
Right. Okay, and then so you went to Providence.
Yes.
Played 3 years there?
Four.
4 years there. And you scored the game winner in the national championship last year, correct?
Yeah, my junior year.
What was that like? I mean, for you, I mean, just to kind of knowing where you came from and taking that time off to go from there to kind of, you know, scoring that goal.
It was unbelievable. I mean, can't replace that type of feeling. That's something I'll remember for the rest of my life. But at the same time, just what that game meant for our school, Providence College, the community. It was the biggest game in the school's history, and I know each one of us on that team was glad to wear that jersey and represent the community and the school itself.
Yeah. When you got offered a contract here, yeah, again, same thing. What was that feeling like? A little different, you know, after that game and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, that feeling is a little different than obviously getting your first NHL contract. When you're a little kid, you grow up wanting to play in the NHL, especially being a Canadian kid growing up loving and cherishing hockey. So that was a proud moment for my family and I.
You got a couple games last year. What was that experience like? A little different, obviously, to step up in the competition.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to get out there and see the level of competition you're playing at. I mean, you watch it on TV, but when you get out there, you're playing with the best players in the world, so you just got to compete shift by shift, play your game, and ultimately listen to the coaches and your teammates.
Your brother, I mean, obviously kind of sort of the same path. What has he meant to you, and how has he been able to kind of guide you along this journey?
He's an awesome role model. I mean, he's been in the league now for a couple years, and just watching him grow as a player in person and the leader he is really echoed onto me, and I kind of look up to him in many ways, and just his help throughout the process has been unbelievable.
As a team last night, you didn't get the result you wanted, but individually, 4 shots, 5 hits, was it a good debut for you?
Yeah, I think I was able to play my game, play fast, play physical, be smart, ultimately just play a full 200-foot game. Need to do what the coaches want me to do and keep it simple and trust my line mates and go out there and have some fun.
Not the biggest guy, but some people maybe underestimate the physical game you'll bring with the hits that you were throwing last night and trying to bring that?
Yeah, I mean, physicality is definitely a big part of my game, and I think what helps that is my speed, being able to get on top of defensemen or forwards in the back check and just kind of rubbing them out or playing physical at times.